Welcome to the Sassy Creative Podcast. I'm your host, Katherine Hampton. I started my own handmade business as a hobby in 2013. After hours and hours of research and trial and error, I was able to grow my own handmade business from a hobby into a full-time income that now supports my family. My goal is to help you implement those same strategies that I use in my business so that you can skip the stress and get straight to success. Now let's get started. Hi, welcome back to the Sassy Creative. I'm your host, Katherine Hampton. All right, there seems to be an epidemic of emails requesting sellers to pay for promotions, you know, on various social media platforms. So like Instagram, Pinterest, Twitter, all of it. And we're all super busy and social media is time consuming. So I get the allure. It would be nice to have somebody else take care of it and post things, but it's not a good use of resources. So today's episode is going to be short, sweet, and straight to the point with the purpose of just serving to be a little, you know, birdie in your ear when you receive these emails or messages through Amazon or Etsy. As a general rule, if someone's reaching out to you saying that they want to promote your products, but you need to pay them to do so, it's probably not a good idea. There are a few instances where there are legitimate advertising agencies that will reach out to you. But if they are legitimate advertising agencies, when they do reach out to you, they're going to provide advertising kits with information regarding their target audience, you know, how often your product's going to be promoted, their pricing, etc. They're going to be very transparent, and you'll be able to thoroughly research them for the information regarding the experience you can expect when you work with them. But typically, when it comes to working with those larger agencies, you're going to be the one reaching out to them. So approach these emails that are seeking you out with a big, healthy dose of caution. Now, let's talk about the ones that want to tweet for you or post your products on Pinterest or get traffic to your shop a couple days a week, and you've never heard of them, you can't figure out who they are. So please do not waste your money on these services. You do not know where the traffic is coming from, and most of the time, it's what is commonly referred to as a click farm. And if you've never heard the term click farm, it's just kind of a catchy phrase for a business that pays employees to click on website elements, you know, to like whatever website element it is, whether it's a specific link in your shop or your shop in general. And they just click on that specific link over and over and over again to make it look like you had tons of traffic, which is frustrating, right? You're just paying for the clicks, but it's not real traffic. So this means that the traffic is not coming from your audience, and it's very, very unlikely to convert. So while the majority of your stats are high, which is always nice to see these really high numbers, without the sales, this makes your shop look bad in the eyes of Etsy's algorithm. This means that it's going to tank your conversion rate, and then it's ultimately going to hurt your shop because Etsy's going to see a whole lot of traffic, or Amazon or Google, it's going to see a whole lot of traffic coming to your shop without customers buying anything, and then it's going to push your listings down in search because that algorithm sees that something's going on with your listing, that people don't like it, people don't want to buy it, so it's not worth showing. And then even worse, you paid for your listings to be buried. Like, no thanks, right? So if you have money to burn on promotions, it's much better to spend it on Etsy or Amazon ads or automation like Tailwind that's going to pin it for you in a much more targeted way so that you are more likely to see a return from it, so that you are presenting it in front of your target audience. Now, I talk about using automation pretty frequently on the podcast, but using services found in these emails are not the options that I'm talking about. They're not the options to use. It's just a temporary artificial boost that it's not going to help you in the long run. Now, if you ever receive an email like that and you're not super sure about whether or not you should follow through and purchase from them, you're always more than welcome to reach out to me, and I'm happy to take a second look. I've just been seeing a lot of posts about it lately, and I wanted to talk to you about it and have just kind of be the birdie in your ear about it, and not, I just don't want you to waste your money. So I thank you so much for joining me today, and I'd love to hear your feedback on the Sassy Creative Facebook page. If you found today's topic helpful, please take a second to leave the podcast a 5-star review. That will help so that we can reach other creative entrepreneurs and help them build the business of their dreams. I look forward to talking to you next time. Bye. Thank you for listening today. With every episode of the Sassy Creative Podcast, I aim to provide you with useful information that will help you to build a profitable handmade business. For more business tips and strategies, please visit thesassycreative.com. You can also follow me on Instagram @sassybusinessbesties. Talk to you soon.